How's it going? This is Ty, and this is also the Fiction and Copy Decoded podcast, and I'd like to welcome you, which of course I always do. Here we talk about fiction, copywriting, persuasion, marketing, and several other issues ever since I discovered that fiction writing and copywriting do borrow from each other in quite a few different ways. So without any further ado than we've already had, let's get to it. All right, this week's episode is number 279. The post I'm going to connect this to I originally titled, What a Chunk of Down Tree and Four Tree Removal Guys Can Teach You About Life in Writing, originally posted July 28th, 2015. So, you know, I wasn't doing 10-hour days editing anymore for now, which I realized back then, I didn't realize it, but now I do, but that isn't healthy. And I also had mentioned that I'd hope that that wouldn't happen in the future if at all possible. But anyway, so as far as that goes, 6 or 8 tornadoes had hit this state that I'm in one night a couple of posts ago, and I had lost power, had to light candles and all that. So I'd also mentioned some down branches, with they had been quite a bit. Some of them were quite large. Alright, so the landlord had evidently called what was what. And then last Friday, the Friday before, I posted this on the blog. 3 trucks and 4 guys took care of the branches there. And in about 30 minutes, they were done. And then it was just, okay, a big plot of bare soil. The branches had been there because they were too big to move for me, and I don't have a chainsaw or anything like that. For almost a month they had been there, they had just been stuck there doing nothing. And it's like, you know, sometimes things that are useful, like trees are useful in most cases. And being a pain, you know, when about 1/3 of the thing falls on your lawn. But that's life sometimes, too. There are times some things that even we like to have need to be scaled back, pruned, or let go. And that can be a hard decision. Because, I mean, for me personally, I can be a victim of FOMO, fear of missing out, and so on. I'm kind of a big... I can be really, really susceptible to that, so I understand quite a bit. But sometimes, for sanity and health's sake, you've got to do it. Or at least consider it. So after I had gotten my head out of editing for so long a time, it helped me to kind of think about that. You mean to think about a project in terms of, okay, like, is it a healthy green lawn and that's the kind of project you want to do? Or is it like a thick tree branch that's cracked and hanging down by a thread, you know? So in 30 minutes, that tree service, 4 guys, a chipper, cleaned up that whole mess. And of course, well, in this particular analogy, of course, if you do have to do cleanup or projects, something like that, in another context, of course, you'll be the one operating the metaphorical chipper and bucket truck and so on. But sometimes starting, if you do decide to do it or need to do the project yourself, starting could sometimes be the hardest part of it.
That'll be the end of this episode. I appreciate you guys hanging out. To learn more about the blog this podcast is connected to, you can visit it at fictionandcopydecoded.wordpress.com. You can learn about me there. You can also learn about me at my copywriting samples website, which is tymallcopywriting.yolasite.com. Yolasite is one word. It's YOLASITE.com. Well, you can support this podcast by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing to get the word out. You can also become a monthly contributor if you'd like. For 99 cents a month, you'll get my thanks at the end of each and every episode. Well, not individually, but collectively. For $4.99 a month, I'll give you part of the show notes for that week for that episode in the month that you're featured. Terms apply, of course. And for $9.99 a month, I'll do a 30-second to 1-minute ad for you to promote your business during the show. Again, terms apply. All right. I appreciate it once again that you took time to listen to me today, this week, this time. And we will catch you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.